From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump declared Tuesday that North Korea is looking for trouble with its nuclear weapons development program and implored China to help rein in Pyongyang. Mr. Trump, in a pair of comments on his Twitter account, said, "If China decides to help, that would be great. If not, we will solve the problem without them." He did not elaborate on what actions the U.S. might take. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrived in Moscow Tuesday without the blessing of other world leaders to issue targeted sanctions against the Russian and Syrian military. During the G7 ministers' meeting Tuesday in Italy, they argued that they failed to agree on targeted sanctions, which would have to first be confirmed. Who in Syria used chemical weapons against civilians in the country last week. But the White House has made it clear that it sees no way that the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, can stay in power for the long term. U.S. President Donald Trump's spokesman Sean Spicer spoke with reporters about it.
There is no question who acted in this case and what Syria did. And I think that we need to make sure that Russia fully understands the actions that Assad took, the commitments that Syria has made, and Russia has equally agreed to those same, understanding.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin made bold accusations about the chemical weapons attacks Syria is blamed for.
He
said, "We've found information from various sources that such provocations, I cannot call them otherwise, are being prepared in other regions of Syria, including in the southern outskirts of Damascus, where they are again planning to throw some kind of substance and accuse Syrian officials using it." This is VOA News. The lawyer for the main suspect in Friday's truck attack that killed four people in Sweden says the man admits to a terrorist crime and accepts he's arrested. Johan Eriksson spoke Tuesday before a Stockholm court at a hearing for 39-year-old Uzbek national Rakhmat Akilov. Authorities say Akilov drove a stolen truck into a crowd at a department store in Stockholm. In addition to the four people he killed, the attack also injured 15 others. Akilov was arrested early Saturday. He had been known to intelligence services since last year, when he disappeared before he could be deported after his application for asylum was rejected. Authorities knew he had pro-extremist sympathies. Police say that they have arrested a second person in connection with the attack, but have given no further information. Rights group Amnesty International says China remains the world leader in executing people, while in other nations, executions dropped by more than one-third in 2016. Amnesty researcher William Need told VOA the group has used media reports, government documents, and conversations with people in China to form an assessment of the situation. He added that Amnesty is calling on China to come clean and show the world how many people it is executing and sentencing to death each year. Amnesty's data for 2016 included executions from 23 countries other than China. A fire destroyed most of the Grand Synthe migrant camp near Dunkirk in northern France. Michael Lalanne, prefect for the Nord region, said the fire began after a fight between Afghans and Kurds at the camp. It is not clear how the fire started, but Lalanne said the blaze left at least five people injured. Migrants from the camp were evacuated to other shelters nearby. Grand Synthe was set up by the medical aid group Doctors Without Borders and housed about 1,500 migrants, most of them Kurds. Its population swelled after the October closure of another camp. South African President Jacob Zuma Monday accused protesters demanding his resignation of racism.
"In the fight to combat racism, we should look beyond only to avert racist utterances and public displays that we saw during the marches last week."
Last week's marches were sparked by Mr. Zuma's cabinet reshuffling that appeared to aggravate the country's economic and political problems. U.S. President Donald Trump's run for office and Russia's activities abroad and offshore tax havens with links around the world were featured in stories honored with the Pulitzer Prize, the highest honor in American journalism. David Fahrenthold of The Washington Post won the prize for national reporting for his work that included multiple pieces investigating Mr. Trump's claims of philanthropy and what he and his foundation actually donated to charity. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.